Good marriage.
Hey, babe.
How's it going? How you doing?
Doing all right.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Air quality is back to normal in our area of California. The sky is blue. The clouds are white. And it's beautiful.
And I feel all right. That's where I thought you were going to go anyways.
I do. Yeah, I do. So, yeah. Like, it's really nice. I'd really appreciate the air now.
Yeah.
The wildfires to the north, south, and east of us had the Bay Area quite like a weird glowing ashtray.
It was Mars-esque. It very much seemed like a scene out of Total Recall.
Mm-hmm. And us East Coasters, we don't know about this, okay? Mm-hmm. I've not seen anything like that a day in my life, and I just lived it.
I got so delicate. I was like, my throat.
Yeah. Now, like, I'm thankful that we were not in direct harm of any wildfires. The wildfires now going on in Oregon are just like... It's just scary. It seems like they're getting what California was getting a few weeks ago. So praying for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So this podcast this evening, while we are sitting here enjoying our drinks, for the amount of time that it takes for us to finish these drinks, we are going to sit here and reflect on the latest documentary that we saw, which is The Social Dilemma.
Yeah.
And it was a coworker of mine, actually two people, a coworker and a colleague of mine who was like, "Oh, you should check out this documentary." I got off Facebook after I watched it, and I was like, "Oh, right. Snap."
No. Yeah, you know, like you hear that, it's like, "Okay."
I'm like, "Okay, I got an idea of maybe what this might be about." Yeah. And I don't watch too much television at all, but I was looking forward to watching that, so thanks for watching it with me. Appreciate it. And man, for those who have not seen it, it's on Netflix. I mean, I think when we saw it, it was like ranked number four on Netflix. But it, you know, you're seeing some news articles here and there popping up about the backlash to the tech industry, primarily social media industry, because of this documentary. So feel free to go check it out. You don't have to worry about any spoilers, really, because you can tell even by the title really what it's about.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, it's basically taking a look into the cost of social media on a human level and the product that's being sold, because it ultimately is a capitalistic venture.
Absolutely.
And with the goal of making as much advertising money as possible. So the product being sold is you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you know, like it, and not only your eyes that will look at a product and buy it, but even to the level of
manipulation.
Changing how you think, manipulating how you think so that you would respond in a way that they designed their technology to respond. So for the benefit of advertisers. So tell me your thoughts your initial thoughts of the documentary. I know what you and I were also thinking about it, not only as individuals and the impact on ourselves personally, but just the impact social media has had even just like on us as a couple. So
well, let me just say this first off, let me just say this, because like as a filmmaker, like I'm looking at it, I'm like, this is very well done. Like,
yeah,
it was really good. I love seeing how, you know, they were able to kind of step outside of the box of your traditional documentary and add like a cinematic effect to it. It's like a whole a side story to it, you know, and, you know, you got a chance to see how characters developed. So I thought that was very, very unique to this documentary in its own right. You know, had they just done the documentary itself, like it still would have been impactful. But I just thought like that was a nice twist on, you know, documentary. So I thought that was cool. it had me feeling by the end of it that absolutely I should delete my social media accounts. With one caveat, TikTok. I've been... I love TikTok, man.
TikTok has been... Sometimes that's the thing that makes me laugh.
That's the saving grace, man.
Of like, the day. Sometimes. Especially with 2020 being so freaking raggedy.
Yeah.
TikTok has done a good thing. Mm-hmm. For most, at least. You can get on there, and of course, your feed can start to get more... Instagram-esque, just depending on like what you like and everything, because it's all algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
But my feed in particular, I swear, is nothing but just joy and laughs.
Mm-hmm.
And good information that has nothing to do with all the things wrong with the world at the moment.
Yeah. And I think the school of thought behind the documentary is, like, number one, like you said, like it's... Like social media as a whole, is designed for advertisement. You know, it's designed for these companies who are paying top dollar to get you to have eyes on their products, to get you to see what they're selling. But there's certain information that goes into that these advertisers get, you know, and they get a chance to like actually know you. You know, and like, where's all this information going? How is it being used? How much information it is like, and they're creating like these. I feel like if I go too much into the documentary, like I could sound like a conspiracy theorist, but like it's crazy. All I can say is watch it, please, for yourself, because it'll wake you up to some stuff. Yeah. I think.
No, I definitely found it eye opening, but I mean, it confirmed what I like.
Already knew,
what
right?
We already knew, but
it's Big Brother, man.
At the end of the day, but a greedy, you know, Big Brother, like mm-hmm. who bought his money, and want to run them pockets.
Yeah.
But like, it was more. I think the timing of the documentary is what made a difference for me, because mm-hmm. I just have been just so unhappy with. Like the use of social media as a tool, and I stay on things like Facebook and Instagram because I'm connected with friends and family that way. Lots of people reach out to you just through social media apps, like Messenger and like direct message, and so it's just become like this communication tool.
Mm-hmm.
But on all platforms except for TikTok. The feeds are trash, man. Like,
yeah.
When it comes to the, you know, they force you to kind of see the same things all the time. Mm-hmm. If you're not really intentional about like pinning things, like you just will never see your favorite folks that you want to follow, you know, mm-hmm. on social media. Also, I've already been done with Facebook. Like, Facebook really, because I have such a large and diverse group of friends, I see everything.
Yeah.
All the views on my Facebook news feed. So I have just gotten to a point where I'm done scrolling Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I go on there, check my notifications, respond to folks.
Facebook for me is just like another email. Like I just go in there, just take a quick peek.
Several days and then be like, all right, bye. And then go into the shadows, mm-hmm. not to be seen again on there for another week. But
yep. Smoke pellet.
Just gone. But, you know, I enjoy and connect. But you know what Facebook does? You know, even though my feed is always kind of trash, in my opinion. It's like for every great post that I see from a good friend, I gotta see dozens of trash posts. Yeah. And it just seems like it never fails. It's like Facebook knows my views. And Facebook will put... a friend whom I haven't even talked to probably in a while, right at the top with his very, very, very problematic, he or she, you know, her or his problematic view, mm-hmm. Whether it's All Lives Matter or like Go Trump or what, they know what they're doing.
But it's manipulation because it's like they know you're going to react to something.
Yeah. They know I am.
I never see that because I never react to
because
it.
Because you don't react to them.
Yeah.
I react and I don't come out with any hate. I have at this point I feel like I am becoming really good at responding with love but with assertiveness and clarity but making it clear, like I'm telling you this as a friend, as a brother, as a sister, like in Christ, like if he's like a brother or she's a sister, I feel like okay, we at the very least should be able to relate with on our faith and what like the Bible says about injustice or oppression, things like that, and that has happened multiple times, and I'm finally now like Facebook is doing this on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm like convinced now. These are not people who I like favorite and pin to my news feed so they pop up at the top. So I'm like, you know what? I think I'm done. with that, because I'm now starting to feel a bit manipulated with this. And also, I've been like unfriended multiple times.
That's good.
And which is totally fine.
That's great.
But it's not like my efforts is doing much. Like maybe it's falling. And a lot of times when I respond to posts like this, I know people. I know what I'm dealing with. I'm really probably more so speaking to the people who are going to read this exchange, and less to the person who I already know is way too fragile to handle the cognitive dissonance that comes with accepting the fact that someone who looks different than them, who's a dark-skinned black woman with education, is trying to basically tell them why their view is problematic. That's just too much for some people to handle. I get it. But I'm like tired of it now. I'm like, you know what? I'm really only trying to talk to the people who are really trying to talk and trying to learn and really wanting to humble themselves and like learn what it means to just be a true friend of humanity, you know? So that made me even less value Facebook now, because I'm like, it's just not the place to have these exchanges anymore. I really want to just have genuine exchange with people face to face, over the phone. I'll even do email just one-to-one with somebody, but social media is no longer the place that I want to have those conversations.
Yeah, man. I think for me, I would like to just like to err on the side of like speaking to someone face to face over the phone instead of like having to type out anything, because so much stuff gets lost in translation.
Totally. Well, but still, anyway, just fact of the matter is that social media just isn't the place for it. So I more and more am like, man, I enjoy being connected with friends and family, but is it worth it? Is it worth it? So, now after you watched it, what were your thoughts? What were you like, dang, what should I do? What were your thoughts?
My thoughts were, like, I started thinking of, like, the positive things. Obviously, like, being able to connect with friends and family, you know, being able to kind of, like, you know, it was a space filler, which is a positive and a negative, you know, like, the negative of it is, you know, you wind up just not being social with anybody in the real world. Everybody's like just super engaged with this black mirror or this black device or whatever you want to call it, this black whatever. You're just wrapped up in it. And, you know, you think about like future generations and like the effect that it's going to have on them already. I look at my nephews and their generation is like they're way more fragile than we were ever, you know? And that's kind of scary, right? Like, you know, and the age that we live in where you get just so much information so quickly, you know, it just numbs you out, man.
Yeah.
You don't really feel anything.
That's so sad.
You know?
there is a lot of good. I've been able to, especially even now, I've been able to find new small businesses primarily through Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for sure, to support and stuff.
Yeah, Instagram is like the Insta Chefs movement, like Trap Kitchen and stuff like that. Like,
yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know what to do. I do know that I don't want to be part of this, the machine component of it, you know? So one thing I did today is that I changed my Nurse Kimother Instagram and our Good Marriage Podcast Instagram to personal accounts so that I can break away the requirement of having a Facebook joint account joined to it. So that's step one. Step two is that I think I am going to get off of my personal Facebook, but I want to download a lot of photos all the pictures. First.
Now, I tell you, Facebook is like a time capsule.
It is.
Like,
it is.
It just, I mean, it just keeps everything.
For so long. So I'm like, let me look through these photos. Just make sure, is there anything that I don't have? Let me just take inventory. That's going to take me a while. I got freaking tons of photos up there. But once I do that, I'm going to get rid of my personal Facebook. And just see how it goes.
Yeah.
You know? And honestly, even for us, for the Good Marriage Podcast, I don't think being on Instagram has been all, like, you know, like, that big of a deal, you know, for us. Like, we are doing this podcast because we just enjoy doing it. And it's conversations that we're going to have with each other anyway. We just hit the record button.
Yeah, we just want to share them.
And, yeah, so... I'm thinking of doing Patreon instead of
Instagram.
Social media, like instead of like Instagram or Facebook. I think that it'll probably help us to hone in on like the creative piece of making the podcast. I think that we'll it'll hold us accountable as well, because with Patreon, you know, people choose to like become a member of your Patreon and become a, you know, become an investor or producer.
Absolutely.
And I think that's amazing. Even if people were just signing up for like $1 a month.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when we got our first like a donation on through Anchor for our podcast, and it was so encouraging.
Yeah, it really is. Doesn't it put like a battery in your back a little bit? Like
it does.
It makes you want to create more content.
Exactly, and you want, because you just want to keep giving out what people are enjoying. If they're enjoying it, you want to keep giving it. And we want to get better at this, and you know, and have it really become more than just us pressing the record button with a couple drinks. Oh, yeah. By the way, we didn't mention what our drinks are this evening. Today's drinks or old fashions with whiskey courtesy of Jennifer and Preston.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
Here, here.
Cheers, cheers.
Here, here.
So, yeah. So... did you say, though, actually what you want to do differently? You said you thought about the good.
I thought about the good. And then I also thought about the negative. And, yeah, I'm on the same boat, man. Like, I don't use Facebook anyways, so it's no real big loss. So getting rid of that, obviously. As a business standpoint, as far as, like... Instagram, like I have Dream Create Elevate, and I have my official page, but I think Brandon Jarrell, I have that, and both of those are like, I think I need to bring those into the personal level.
What you mean, like convert them to personal?
Yeah, convert them to personal accounts. Yeah, because number one, man, I like the idea. I don't like the idea of feeling manipulated, right? And I don't like the people who like enjoy like whatever content I create to feel like they've been manipulated, you know? So just like I like choice, I want people to have choice. So Patreon is a great way,
yeah,
you know,
man.
to to give power back to the people, you know, like, watch what you want to watch. That's the main reason why, like, I stopped listening to the radio and started listening to, like, streaming services like Tidal or Apple Music and things like this. You know, not trying to get no sponsorships, but I'm not saying I'm not. You know,
I know what you mean.
But because, like, you
want to hear what you want.
Yeah, you want to hear what you want to hear. Create your own playlist and
force to watch ads.
Curate your own music and stuff. You know, so you don't want to watch ads, right?
Honestly, and you know what? And I'm okay with ads when they feature my favorite influencers or mm-hmm. YouTube families. My favorite ads are always going to probably be like Belief in Fatherhood. Mm-hmm. And whenever I see them in anything, I will sit there and I'll watch that whole thing.
Yeah, man.
But I don't want to be forced to see random ads that aren't relevant to me at all, just for the sake of it.
I tell you what, like, if we didn't have a ton of soap in the closet that was, like, from Black-owned companies or whatever and, like, handmade and stuff, I'd probably be buying Dove soap right now because of Belief. And Belief in Fatherhood. Like, real talk. I'd be in that rub-a-dub-dub. I'm going to be a father soon sometime. I don't know, but you know what? Belief says I should wash my body with Dove. I'm going to wash my body with Dove.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that.
Okay. Well, anyway, I know that there's probably people who know that we are fans of Belief.
Yeah.
And Yvette. And the mm-hmm. whole and the whole
chocolate
family,
babies.
And chocolate babies.
You know what I'm saying?
Our favorite YouTube fam. Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like you made this awkward, so I don't know where to go from there.
That rubber dub dub thing was like, I overstepped. I overstepped with the rubber dub.
Help me, I can't help myself. Help me, I can't help myself. Help me, I can't, no. Help me, I can't help myself.
I can't help it.
Help me, I can't help myself.
No.
Help me, I can't help myself.
Help me.
Help me, I can't. No.
Hopefully I'm not way too gone. It's been way too long. It's been a long time.
And you know what? Like, if you don't want to get rid of social media, I think there are things that you can do to at least fight the machine back, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
like, just have variety in the information that you consume.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that throws them off. Like, huge. Especially in news. You know, don't just look for things that feed your, like, that agree with you. Look for opposing views, right? And when you seek out those opposing views, you know, that kind of throws off the algorithm a little bit. So
mm-hmm. just keep them guessing.
Keep them guessing.
Yeah, or if you want,
and don't like everything that you like.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like everything I like. I don't hit everything. I don't comment on everything, even though I may agree with it. Yeah. I don't hit everything. So.
A lot of times I find myself just liking things for the sake of supporting someone's efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially when it comes to small black businesses and things. Like, I'm like, or even small black creators
mm-hmm.
who, like, I mean, I see that on TikTok. I'll go out my way and make sure, okay, it doesn't hurt for me to hit the like button if I see great content being made.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not getting the likes that they deserve.
For sure.
But then you can have like some silly little like teenager make a video doing nothing but doing a little basic dance move. And they all have like freaking 2 million likes. It's ridiculous. So my former protest is only liking.
Yeah.
make them
earn your likes.
For the most
man.
Part.
Make them jokers earn your likes. Don't just hand them out. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, if they got a million likes already, like, right, do they really like, need your like?
Right. You got to earn my like.
Anyway. Likes ain't going to matter anyway.
You tap dancing?
We're getting off social media regardless. So,
yeah.
We're trying to get people to earn likes. Likes that ain't not going to even get. So
earn your likes like I'm not going to be on social media tomorrow. Yeah. So, I'm
yeah.
out of here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Something
else, too, that had me thinking about just, like, because how social media impacts relationships. So I was like, man, how is social media be impacting marriages? And right off the bat, I was like, well, any obsession, is going to take you away from investing in relationships. So, you know, I have been guilty of going to bed and sitting there and to going being a consumer.
I hate it.
Of social media.
I hate it.
At bedtime. In the bed.
The worst.
When I could be chatting with you. I really actually enjoy, I think we try to fast. Mm-hmm. The first week of every month, fast something. Mm-hmm. And I fasted that this past first week of September was like no social media once Brandon got into the bed. And I was like, and it was nice. Yeah. It was nice. We were talking, like, mm-hmm. we sitting here, I could actually really like wind down. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is, why am I doing this to myself? Like, yeah. why am I not doing this on a regular basis? Mm-hmm. So I am doing that more and more now. Unless we're both just sitting here like, hey, yo, Nespo, but this is about like 20 minutes of TikTok real quick so we can get good laughs.
Even TikTok, though, man, like 20 minutes of TikTok turn into
exactly.
like.
Exactly. It could turn like to an 40 hour. 40
minutes to an hour.
Yeah, I'm like, so, yeah, you really have to wheel yourself, rein it in. Mm-hmm. But I'm okay to do away with all this.
Yeah.
I can do away with all social media. I'd love to give it a try of seeing mm-hmm. what is life like with zero social media.
It's I just want to hold doable. TikTok as it dies. You know, let them know, let TikTok know that I'm here. Uh-huh. TikTok is all like, it's so cold. It's okay, TikTok.
It's all right.
It's okay. I got you.
It'll be all right.
It's going to be okay. I'll take care of your family, TikTok.
Oh, man.
Why they so got to kill TikTok, man?
Because of this president.
Man, sensitive.
Sensitive.
He ain't trying to get rid of Twitter.
I know, right? That's his favorite.
That's his favorite.
Okay. Anyway, we ain't talking about his behind.
I'm old 45.
So, guys, tomorrow is our seventh wedding anniversary.
Friend. Seven. Completion.
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah. 2020 has been a rough year. In all regards, you mm-hmm. know, even within our marriage, yeah, we've had some challenges that are really just coming to just. I don't know. I feel like that we're working through. We're working through things that have been a challenge throughout our marriage, and we're finally actually making great progress in certain mm-hmm. in those areas that we didn't really think that would improve. You know, and that man, praise God.
Yeah, I don't know how it is in the lives of you guys who are listening to us right now, but it's like 2020 has been a year of like just revealing things, mm-hmm. like things that were in the dark is coming to light, you know. Yeah, so it's a tough year, it's a painful year, but it can grow you if you let it.
Yeah,
you know.
And it definitely is. That's all, you know what? That's all just part of this journey, and we're all in this together. And for those who are in relationships, who are having your own, or honestly, not just those in relationships, all of us who are having our individual challenges right now, as we also deal with the outward challenges that is 2020 in America, yeah. like for most of us living in America. Mm-hmm. You know, James like living in America. Shut up. Oh my gosh. Okay. I was gonna say something good.
I'm sorry, gosh. You said living in America and like Detroit City. Naming all the places that's safe for black people in that song.
Yeah. Go back and listen to that song.
Go back.
Every city he said was a black mecca.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are all dealing with our challenges this year, and I am lifting just all of us up in prayer.
Absolutely.
And I want to validate where you are today and how you are feeling and how you're getting through today. And I want to just congratulate you for coming this far.
You made it.
Okay.
You made it to today.
And you made it to today. And you know what? You're going to make it to tomorrow, too. Mm-hmm. But right now, you know, tomorrow is not nothing that you need to worry about right now. There's enough worries in tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Just focus on today and getting the most out of it. If you're like me, you are getting more and more days that you feel like you just are just making it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I am now in a place where I need to shift my thinking, because we weren't designed to be people who would just make it. All right. We are resilient. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we are strong. We are capable of thriving even within very, very difficult situations. I'm not saying go start a business, or I am not part of that.
Try who you are.
Culture. Mm-hmm. That man is COVID culture. That's like, if you ain't starting a business or getting a job or buying like a multiplex like property, what you doing with your life? Man, I'm surviving. That's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, I'm trying not to kill somebody. I'm trying not to slap a coworker.
By the way, that song Slap by Redman is hitting. It's slapping. All right. I'm sorry. Carry on. You're saying something very impactful, and I'm
just throwing it away every time, I tell you.
I mean, but like, the song is good. But carry on.
And here you are, still doing it.
Slapping.
Still doing it.
All right, guys, so our drinks are low, so you know what that means. It's time to go. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Thank you so much for your support. It means so much. If you had the time, please let us know what our podcast means to you by leaving us a review. You know, let us know that you like what we did, because it really means a lot to us. It helped us to keep putting out content. It's just you and me, baby, against all odds. It's affirmations. And we like words of affirmations, right? We love it. So yeah, let us know what you think. It's you and me, baby, against all odds. Share it. Tell your friends about it. Hey, don't keep it to yourself. Don't be stingy. Yeah. All right, guys. We love you. God loves you. Marriage, because we serve a greater God.
Greater God, it's you and me, baby. Against all odds, we got a good marriage, cause we serve a greater God. Child, good marriage.